10 minutes talk, 10 minutes questions, and then nobody asks a question. You guys get out of here faster. That's wise. Okay. Let me just talk a little bit. Maybe it would be helpful for you just if I talk just briefly about maybe a process you go through, or at least I went through, and with my wife and our family, before that actually happened. So I live in Illinois, just south of Chicago, so very close to a place called Grace and Truth. So some of you may have heard of Grace and Truth, the Groth brothers. They have worked there. Their dad currently works there, where they print gospel tracts. And so I live about an hour and a half from Grace and Truth. So I had the opportunity several times to actually go there for a day or 2 days or just a little bit, just to kind of help out with the work, bundling tracts or doing whatever they needed. And so I was able to do that a number of different times. So because of that, kind of heard about Nigeria and heard about the work in Nigeria. My in-laws, Klaas and Helga Rott from Canada, they'd started going to Nigeria sometime around that time. I'm not sure exactly when, but they had started making trips there. So I'm going to Grace and Truth and kind of seeing mail and seeing the work and seeing all of the tracts, huge amounts of tracts, getting prepared to get sent over there. I'm hearing from my in-laws about the work in Nigeria. And so because of that, you start just to get interested in what is happening in that country. And so somebody at some point said to me, well, maybe it would be good if you went and visited in Nigeria. Well, I thought, there's no way I'm ever going to Nigeria. Not because I was afraid to travel. I've traveled before. Not because I was afraid of traveling, because I thought, why me? I am not the person to go and go to Nigeria. I'm not the person to go and have to answer a lot of hard questions about the Bible. I'm not that person. And I was reminded just a few days ago of Moses in the Bible. We all know the story of Moses, and in the opening tonight I referenced about Moses being the one who was going to help deliver God's people. But before that happened, Moses had that experience where God came to him and he said, God said to him, I'm going to send you. And Moses said, not me. They're not going to listen to me. And number two, I am not somebody who likes to speak. I'm not an eloquent person. Now, I don't know about you, but how many people in here really love to get up in front of people and speak? I knew you did. You didn't have to tell me that. I knew Jeffrey did back there. Most of us really don't love the idea of having to get up and speak in front of a lot of people. We don't love the idea. Getting up and speaking to a whole bunch of people, and what if they ask you hard questions or they're not getting what you're saying, and you're thinking, this isn't going well. Well, that's how we humanly can think, isn't it? I can't do that. I'm not the right person. There are way more qualified people who can go somewhere and speak. But what happened in the case of Moses? God had chosen Moses to go there. And I just want to read quickly just a couple verses in Exodus chapter 3. What time did I start? 5 minutes ago? 15 minutes ago? Okay, thanks. I'll try to talk a little faster. Exodus 3, verse 7. The Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. I've heard their cry. So number one, God has seen the condition of the place. God, in this case, has seen the condition of the people in Nigeria. He knows what they need. So God first is the one who knows what is necessary in any place, whether it's your community, your school, where you go to the meeting, or wherever you are. God knows the condition. He knows the needs. And so he comes to, I believe, all of us. And we have this experience where he says in verse 10, come now, therefore, and I will send thee. God sends all of us somewhere, right? All of us somewhere. You may be sent to somebody's room tonight to talk to them. God is sending you somewhere. I'm sure tonight, my guess would be, as you guys are all together, you see needs in the lives of each other. And so God may say even to you tonight, I'm sending you, I think you need to go and talk to somebody. Oh, not me. That's a group leader. That's a group leader, chaperone, or somebody else's job. Not me. Or, no, not me. I can't talk. I can't. What can I say? And we have in this chapter 3, the Lord gives Moses 7 times. He says, well, not really you, Moses, but he says, I will 7 times. You probably all heard that before. It's not a new thought, but 7 times God says, no, you're right, I will. Sometimes we perhaps can become preoccupied with what we can do. And the Lord says, no, I will. So verse 10, come now therefore, I will send thee. Verse 12, certainly I will be with thee. Verse 17, I will bring you out of the land of affliction. Verse 19, I will stretch out my hand. Verse 21, I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And then 2 verses that are helpful for me tonight, and helpful for me before tonight. The last 2 times, Moses had said, I can't speak. And 2 times we have the expression, once in verse 12, I will be with thy mouth. And then again, verse 15, I will be with thy mouth. If we try to do it on our own, well, we probably will not do a very good job of it. But if we are like Moses and say, Lord, I don't know what to do, I really not sure what to say, and we express our dependence on the Lord is the one who can come and he can help us. I will. And we can rest in that. We don't have to worry about ourselves, do we, anymore? So that's maybe a challenge for you. The Lord has called you somewhere. So just respond to him in confidence, knowing that he is going to do what he's going to bring to pass what he's asked you to do.